Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nidah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud, completing our study of the last Mishnah Zayin, in this, the second parak of Nidah. Let's take a look back at the Mishnah, which is defining the five different colors that are Tmeim B'Nidah. We already discussed Ezuhu Adom. Please look back at the Mishnah. Ezuhu Adom, Kedam HaMakah. We discussed a bunch of different opinions about what kind of wound that is. Shachor Kecheret means black like ink. Amok Mikein Tameh, Deha Mikein Tahor. And here, uniquely, the Mishnah outlines and says if it's any darker than that, then it's Tameh. Any lighter than that, it's Tahor, which means this is a threshold and not a narrow definition. Chakeren Karkom, what's that? The crocus? Kibarur Shabo, the brightest of it. Chamemei Adama, what does that mean? Mipikat Beit Karem Matzif Mayim. You take dirt from a place called Beit Karem, which is not Beit HaKarem, the modern neighborhood, and it's somewhere near Yerushalayim, Matzif Mayim, and you flood this dirt with water. We'll see in the Gemara more details. Uchamazug, what is diluted wine? The fifth color. Shnei Chalakim Mayim V'chad Yayin. Two parts water, one part wine. What kind of wine? Min hayayin hasharoni, wine from the Sharon region. Now let's look in the Gemara. Adaf chaf amud aleph. Shachor kecheret. Cheret shamru dio. Cheret is ink. Tamiach shachor kecheret. Shachor shamru dio. So now the question is velema dio. Why didn't the Mishnah just say ink? The answer is yemar dio. Avemina kim fakhuta de diuta. I might think even the lighter part of the ink, kamash malan, ki charut de diuta. It has to be charut like shachor, the darkness of it. Ibayalahu. The question is belachau biaveshta. How do you measure it? With wet ink, meaning sitting in the vat, or biaveshta, dried ink that's already been used to write on, is dried off on parchment. So toshma de Rabbi Ami pali kurta de yuto baripa. Rabbi Ami used to peel off some ink and from a parchment and check it to see. So you see that it's dry ink. If it's like dark black wax, or like ink, or like a grape, if you remember, this is a wine grapes, which are very small and hard and dark, tmeya. That's why the Mishnah says darker than this is tameh. But if it's like an olive, or like tar, or like a raven, tahor, that's lighter. Tahor. So lighter could also be but less intense of a black. Ula mar kevusha siva'a. Ula says that the color we're talking about is the garments worn in this place called Siva'a. Ula ikum medita is a story that Ula came to Upa Medita. Chazi lahu taya de lavush levusha uchma. He saw a particular Arab wearing black clothes. Amar lahu, he told the students, shachor ditnan kihai. That's the black that we learned in the Mishnah. So what do you think all the students did? Martu mine purta purta, they all came to him, and he eventually stripped off little pieces of his garment, and he made 400 zuz off this one, for probably an expensive garment, because they all wanted it as a test cloth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu kelim od yarina baim datayam. Rabbi Yochanan had a different take. He said, you know what the black is? The black is the garments worn by, or the garments of, the bathhouse attendants that come from the Mediterranean. They mean the garments too. So Lamer de Uchmini Nor, you're telling me that black bathhouse attendants wore black garments? If your mother Rabbi Yana Devana, Rabbi Yana, who was Rabbi Yochanan's teacher, so the same time period and same area, told his kids, evidently when he was dying, Bni Abanai, I'll take Beruni Lobakilim, Shchorim Lobakilim and Levanim. Don't bury me in black clothes or in white clothes. Why? Shchorim Shema Ezke. Don't bury me in black clothes, because maybe I'll make it to the good place. I'll be like a mourner among grooms. Levanim, don't bury me in white, because Shema lo ezke, maybe I won't make it to the good place. And I'll be like a chatan among mourners. Rather, bury me in these bathhouse clothes, bathhouse attendant clothes, that come from the Mediterranean, which tells you that they're not black nor are they white. There's some other color, maybe gray. So, you see, they're not black. So, you're right, the ones that they wear are not black. But the ones that they use as garments, like to cover up a table as a cloth, those are black. Okay. That's the one Rabbi Yochanan is referring to. Kulam, meaning all of these colors have to be checked with a white cloth, meaning you have to take the color, the model, and put it on a white cloth and check it. He adds and he says that the black color could be checked on a red cloth. He claims they don't disagree. Shmuel would agree that the black could be checked on a red cloth. Shmuel should have made the exception and said all of them must be checked on a white cloth except the black. You know, they disagree about black too. Okay, Amarulo, Kulan, Amok Mikain Tame, Teha Mikain Tor. Remember that the Mishnah singled out Shachor and said in the case of Shachor, if it's darker, it's Tame, if it's lighter, it's Tahor. What about the other colors? So Ula said the same rule applies to the other colors. Kishachor. Falamaisha Shachor, so why did the Mishnah pick Shachor? Tanakat. Since Rabbi Chanina said that Shachor is Adom, who is really red, El Shalaka, I might think that even if it's lighter, it's Tamei, because it simply hasn't gone far enough. In other words, it's the same essential color. So Kamash Balan, that this is a threshold. The ink is a threshold. And therefore, in the case of Shachor, they had to mention it, but it's true about all. That's Ula. Rabbi Abba takes kind of a peculiar position and said whether it's lighter or darker than the a piece mentioned in the Mishnah, than the measure mentioned in the Mishnah, it's Tamei. Chutz v'Shachor, except for Shachor, if it's lighter, it's Tahor. So Shachor was singled out. Now we understand why Shachor is mentioned, because it's the only one where if it's lighter, it's Tahor. But then you got to wonder, my Hanashur Darabon, why did the Rabban give any of these colors? Any of these shades or hues? And the answer is Lafuke Deha Dedehai. If it's much, much less intense, then it's Tahor. Okay. V'ika da Amri. Some people say, remember, Amar Markulan Amok Mikain Tahor Deha Mikain Tahor. He has a different position, and this position, in a sense, makes the most sense, which is, if it's any darker or lighter, it's Tahor, which is why exactly why they gave the Shurim they did. Chutz v'Shachor, and the only exception is Shachor, which explains why Shachor is singled out. Hachimad Ashur d'Rabbanan. Shachor is the only one where if it's darker, it's also Tamei. Shachor is a threshold. The rest of them really are just are the exact hue of Tum'at. Now, Bar Kappa Amar Kulan Amok Mikain Tamei Teham Mikain Tahor. Bar Kappa said, with all of them, if it's darker, it's Tamei. If it's lighter than them, they're Tahor. Meaning the same position that Ula had. Except he adds chutzi mezeg, except for the diluted wine. Shamok mikain tahor, deham mikain tahor. Whether it is deeper, it's tahor, or if it's lighter, it's tahor. Alright, so he said that the one color that's right on is the diluted wine color. Bar Kappa, diu levedachi, amiku levedachi. Rabbi Kappa had a case where it was slightly lighter, and he said tahor, and slightly darker, and he said tahor. Chanina kama nafish gaber libe kishmat. So Chanina, colleague of Bar Kappa, both students of Rebbe, said, look at this great man who actually in practice holds like he teaches. Okay? It wasn't just theoretical. Uchakaran karkom, the next color is the crocus. Tana lach velo yavesh. Has to be a moist crocus bush. Tanichana ketachton velo ke elyon. We have one brighter that says it has to be like the lower layer of leaves. Tani irach kel yom lo ketachton has to be dafka the upper layer of leaves, so we got a problem. Then irach kel yom v'choshken ketachton, another one that says, like the upper layer and certainly like the lower layer, irach ketachton v'choshken delyon, flips it. So Amar Abaye, Abaye gives a simple solution to the whole thing. Tlata dori, tlata tarfen havien. The typical bush has three rows of leaves and three leaves on each row. So the answer is that you should find the middle row and the middle leaf. That's the color you're looking for. And that's why it says, Elyon and Tachton, it's all relative. Meaning, the higher one means the one that's above the bottom, and the lower one means the one that's below the top. He added one thing, which is, it still has to be connected to its original earth that it came from. Okay. Chmemei Adama. Now we talk about the earth water. Tanu Rabbanan, kimemei adama means mevi adama shminam bikat beit karem. You have to bring good thick loam from beit karem. Atzif alei amayim, and you flood it with water. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir. Bikiv omer bikat yodfat, which is in the north. Biyosi rabbi bikat sichni, which is in the Galil. Rav Shimon omer af bikat ginosar, even from ginosar, which is right near the Kinneret, which evidently is going to be slightly different texture because near the water, which means Rav Shimon says any of these places, you could bring the dirt from. It doesn't have to be from a specific place. Now, Tanya Idach, so that's the example we have. You flood it with water so it's the thickness of a garlic peel that breadth of water above the dirt. Very thin layer. Ve'en shir l'mayim. We have no amount we could tell you for water. Why? Mishum de'en shir la'afar. Because the dirt also has no shir. Put it as much as you want. Just put water in that floods with that amount over. Ve'en mokinotan stolin el achurin. You don't check the water when it's clear. You have to mix it up. You have to mix up the dirt. Salalu chozer v'ochran. If the water, the dirt settles and the water gets clear again, you gotta mix it up again. So it's dirty water. Uchshu ochran en ochran biyada ela b'kli. You have to mix it with a kli and not your hand. We'll have to see why. Ibayalu en ochran otan biyad ela b'kli. To the rami biyadei v'lachrinu. Meaning you shouldn't put your hand in and mix it. Avimana ki achale biyadei shapir dami. Meaning you shouldn't put it in your hand and mix it, but in a kli means you put it in a kli and then you can mix it with your hand. Means you can't use your hand to mix it. Alimani, you got to use like a spoon or something. So toshmak shubodkan and bodkan al bekos. You have to check them in a kos. Vadayin tibayilach bedika bekos achir b'mai. Maybe that means you have to put them into a kos to check. But what do you mix it with? So take one. Clear if you can mix it with your hand or you have to use a spoon for that. After the commander Abba Avua Amalehu, he came and said, "Mkomashaninun," meaning the dirt has to be in its host place. Pali courted the gargeshta ubadikpe. He peeled off a little bit of dirt and checked with it. He cursed him. It was a terrible curse of getting the croup. Why? Because Rabbi Chanina who the chakim. Rabbi Chanina, he's a chacham. He could figure out what it means. This is not a system that most people can use successfully. They're not so smart as he is, and therefore they're going to make mistakes. His wisdom caused me never to look at Dom again. Why? No, look at Dom means to check for her to be Matar a woman. Metamina Metaher, because if I'd be Metame, he'd say Tahor. Metarina Metame, if I'd the opposite, he would say Tame. Meaning he always showed me where I made a mistake. I finally gave up. Rabbi Lazar, he said the opposite conclusion. An v'tanatu nuta de Rabbi Chanina garmali de chazoi dama. He was a very humble person, this Rabbi Chanina, and so that caused me to see dam. Why? Rabbi Chanina an v'tanhu, he's very humble, and yet machit nafshe the safik v'chazi, he'd get involved in the possible safik, and he would see it and rule an aloach, say, I certainly should. I'm not as humble as he is. I certainly should. Am Rabbi Zera, tiva de bavel garmali de lo chazoi dama. The nature in Bavel caused me not to see Dam, meaning, Diamina Bativa Leodana, I don't even understand regular science here in Bavel. I don't understand the ecosystem. I don't understand how things work. But Dam Leodana, how am I going to understand Dam? I refuse to look at Dam. I don't know what it means. Bativa Tali Milta, so you think it's about understanding science? Rabba understood the science of Bavel and still didn't look at Dam. The answer is you're right. Kol Sheken Kamar. Meaning, Umar, Rabba, Diyada, Vativa, Rabba understood the science. Lo Chazadam, he still wouldn't look at Dam. V'ana Echse, I who don't understand science, how could I look at Dam? So he says, they are related, but it's harder. Ula Ikla Pumadita. We had a story earlier of Ula coming to Pumadita. There's another one. Aitu the Kameh Dama v'lo Chaza. They brought him Dam, he refused to look at it. And he said, Amar, Umar, Rabba Lazar, and this is a different reason. The Maradar Israel, he have a Rabbi Lazar is the master of seeing Dam in Eretz Israel. It's Rabbi Lazar Padat. We'll see why he's called that. Kimikla Atur Rav Yehuda, when he came to Madita and Rav Yehuda's place, Lo Chazidam, he wouldn't look at Dam, meaning it's not appropriate in the place of another Chacham. So Ana Echse, how should I do that? I'm in Rav Yehuda's place and I'm not as great as Rabbi Lazar. For my call, the Maradar Eretz Israel. So why was Rabbi Lazar called the Maradar Eretz Israel? It's a great story. There was a woman who brought Dam on a bedika cloth to Rabbi Lazar. Havayate Rabbi Ami Kameh. Rabbi Ami was sitting in front of him. So that's where the story is happening. Arche, Rabbi Lazar smelled it. Amrala, hi Dam Chimudhu. This is not Dam Nida. This is Dam Chimud. Dam related to physical longing for your husband. Batu Danafka, when she walked out, eat pala Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami caught up with her and asked her what happened. She said, "Damn, Bali Ayabadech Chachimativ. My husband was away, and I had longings for him, and that's what happened." So Kari Alei Sod Hashem Lireyav. So what did Rabbi Yami say about his Rebbe? He said, "Ooh, Hashem's secret belongs to those who fear him." Meaning, Rabbi Lazar is some Kimat Ruach Hakodesh. Ifrahumiz, remember, was the mother of Shapur Malka, and she felt very, very close to the Jews, and very, very sympathetic. She was close to Rava. Ima de Shapur Malka Shadrei Dama Lekame to Rava. She sent her Dam to Rava. Havayati Rav Avadya Kameh. And again, we have this, so there's testimony to this story because it's so impressive. Arche Amar La Haidam Chimudu. Rava smelled it and said, this is Dam Chimud. Amrele the Bresh told her son, the king, Tochazi kame chakimi yudoi, see how smart the Jews are. Amrala, he said back to her, Dama kasuma baruba, maybe it's like a blind man in a window, meaning maybe he got lucky, shot in the dark. So Hada Shadrele Shitin Mine Dama, so she sent 60 different kinds of Dam to Rava to prove to her son that the Jews are really smart. V'chulu Amrinu, and in all cases he identified what it was. Hubatra Dam Kinim, however, the last one she sent was Dam Kinim. V'lo Yada, he couldn't tell what it was. So Istaya Milta, he got heavenly help. V'shadala Srikuta de Mikatla Klingalmi, he sent her back a gift of a lice comb. Amra Yehudoi, Batavne de Libayatvi, to the Jews sit at the understanding of the heart, meaning they've got such deep understanding. Okay, Amr Yehuda. Mereshavi Chazina Dam, Rav Yehuda tells a story. He says, originally I used to check Dam. Kevin da Amrali Ime de Yitzchak Bri, meaning my wife told me. Haitipta Kamaita Lomaitin La Kamaita Rabbanan. We never bring the first drop to the Rabbanan. Mishum de Zahima, it smells bad. So Lo Chazina, I wouldn't check Dam. Because I realized I wasn't aware of this. Bein Tmeya Le Tahoma Vare Chazina, but if it's an issue of Tamei Vitar, that I'll look at. So Yalta Aite Dama Lekame de Rabbi Barachana. Here's a story about the very famous Yalta, the wife of Rav Nachman, who had Dam, and she brought her Dam to Rabbi Bar Barachana. V'tami line, he said, you're Tmeya. So Hado Aite the Kamei of Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, she brought it to another Chacham, V'dachila, and evidently he knew about Rabbi Barachana's Psak, and he said it was Tahor. So Vehechi Avirachi, there's a kind of question on Yalta also. How could she, if as it were, shop around for the Heta? We'll see. But the question is, how could this other Chacham do this? If one Chacham declares something Tamei, his colleagues aren't allowed to say it's Tahor. If one says it's Asur, he's not allowed to say it's Mutar. So the answer is, Mikara Tmi Avim Tameila. Originally, Yitzchak said it was Tamei. Kevan Damrale, she said to him, and said it was Tamei because he heard Rabbi Barachana said it was Tamei, and she definitely told him. And then she told him, every time that I had Dam like this, Rabbi Barachana would say it's Tahor. He must have had bad eyesight today, because the same exact Dam, and he said Tameh. So then, Rabbi Yitzchak was Dachila. Since when is a woman believed to say that? In she is Vatanya, Menadi Shalomar, Kazaraitivibativ. A woman's relied upon to say, that's the color that I had on my Badika cloth, I lost it. And to say that's the color, and the Chacham can say, you're Tahorat. Say bayalu, but let's see if this really works. Kazetir ish ploni chachamma. What if a woman says, a color like that I had, and particular ploni who said it was tahor? Not that's the color I had and I lost it, but a chacham saw that color and said it was tahor. So Toshman Renishin Lamar Kazara Itibi Bativ. So we bring the proof from the lost cloth, but Shani Hatam delayed to the Kameh. That's different because it's not around. Toshma diyalta aita dama lekamid rav machana v'tamila lekamid rav yitzchak v'edi rav yudah v'dachila v'echi avirach v'atan chamish tivein chaver shali tatayer, etc. The whole story we just had. V'yamrin, what was our explanation? T'muya v'tamila, originally Rav Yitzchak was metame. When Amrali l'chol yom v'medakila ki agamnes, and she told Rav Yitzchak that Rav Machana would always be metayer such dama, even with the chashpene today must be having bad eyesight. Hadar Dachila, he was Matahir. Alma Mehem Nala, so you see that she's believed to say this kind of color, Chacham Ploni would be Matahir for me. The answer is not necessarily. It's like Bar Yudah Gemari Samach. He relied on his own learning, meaning that originally he would have said Tahor. But she told him Rabbi Machana said Tameh, so he supported that Psak. When she then explained why Rabbi Machana may have missed the beat that day, he just went back to his own learning. He didn't rely on her statement that that's Tahor, but he went to his own learning and said it's Tahor. Okay, Rebbe ra'ad dam b'layla. Rebbe would check dam at night, v'timeh. One particular time he checked dam at night, and he said, it's tameh. Ra'ad b'yom, he looked at it again the next day, v'tiher. Him tincha achad, he waited another hour, we'll see why, chazar v'timeh. He said, oh, it's tameh. Amar oily shema ta'iti. He said, ooh, maybe I made a mistake. He felt bad. What, shema ta'iti v'adaita? What do you mean? He certainly made a mistake at some point in the road. Either it was tameh or tahor, either way he paskin wrong at some point. Tanya, lomer chacham ilu ayalach ayavadai tamei, because a chacham shouldn't say, if that blood were moist, it would be tamei. Ela ein lo ledayan, ela mashe navraot. You can only judge based on what you have in front of you. So what happened? The answer is, mikara achzake betamei. At night he saw it and he said it was tamei. Chaz letzafra, in the morning he saw it, the ishtani he saw it was different color. He assumed that the difference was in his eyesight. Amar vadai tarahave. It's probably dam tahor, and I didn't see it well at night because saw candlelight. Kevin Achaza the Hadar Ishtari, but an hour later, and that's why he waited an hour, we saw it changed again. Mahai Tamehu. Really, I saw it correctly last night. Now it's just getting fainter. Which means I could see that this dam is going through an evolution, as it were. And therefore, my original eyesight last night was correct, and what I saw this morning wasn't the same as the color because it had changed. Okay, Rebbe Bari Kloroner, as we saw, Rebbe used to use candlelight to check at night. Rishwam Rabbi Yosef. He would check on a cloudy day, Beni Amudi, even between the pillars where the shade, he would check. But it always has to be checked, Ben Chamal Etzel, which means, means it has to be out in the sun and use your hand to shade it. The last part of the Mishnah talked about diluted wine, two parts water, one part Sharoni wine. So Tana Hasharoni Dan Ke Carmeli Chai V'lo Mazug Chadash for the Ashan. Sharon wine is considered like Carmel wine, which may be from the Carmel in the south in Hebron, which is undiluted and new and not old wine. All of these diluted wines have to be checked in a Tiberian glass. That is unadorned. So my time, a wide Tiberian glass. Abaye shel kol olam kulo machzik logo sinotom imanet. Shnei lugino sinotom imatayim. In normal glasses, the taller that they are, the more material you use. So you use twice as much material for a bigger glass. Kos Tiberia pashut, but a Tiberian glass that's unadorned, afilu machzik shnei lugino sinotom imanet. Meaning that even if it's very big and holds two lugim, they still make it from the same material as one, because they want it to be very thin. Since it's so thin, you could see through the glass very well and see the color of the diluted wine and check it. Okay, Adron Alach Koliyad, we've completed our study of the second parak. We'll begin the third parak, Hamapelet, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.